I'm Drea.
I'm Meg.
I'm Tina.
And I'm Jess.
And this is Pardon My Stash. Welcome to Pardon My Stash, a podcast about crafting within the fiber arts and how awesome it is.
Woo!
Before we get into today's topic, let's check out what we're working on this week. Jess?
Right this second, I am working on Nimue, which is a crochet blanket by Shelly Husband, because I have finally dyed up the colors that I want for the middle on sparkly yarn.
Ooh.
It's on sparkly yarn.
Oh!
Thanks, Steve. But yeah, so I'm doing it my version of Silver Dragon, because I did it kind of wrong and I didn't realize.
It's barely different.
And
it's fine.
And bare sparkle yarn and a little bit of Ishka thrown in for flavor. And we'll see how this goes. I am also working on the Lost Souls shawl in Revenant because it glows in the dark and it looks like creepy lost soul skeletons. And I'm probably not going to finish by Halloween, but it is a fun project.
So she had it out on the table last week when my mom came over to play with our daughter when I was in class. And she saw the crochet shawl and she's like, oh my God, this is so pretty. I'm like, yeah, look. And I held it up. I'm like, it's got faces. And you should have seen the look on her face because she was definitely less charmed when she saw the faces.
This is a Halloween shawl. It's supposed to be creepy.
Her face just like, huh. That's kind of the exact reaction
I
she
know.
Had.
Steve's on point today.
less enthusiastic, though, than Steve. It was really funny.
Meg, what you got?
I'm knitting on Calla by Natasha Hornby. It's another shawl. I'm just doing like everything I've made this year minus one hat is all for, it's all about the neck. I am knitting this out of Critical Hit Dyes Warlock in the shade Vishka. And I was on the fence about it because I wasn't sure if it was showing enough stitch definition, but I posted it on my Instagram the other day and the response overwhelmingly was, it's fine. So thank you, Instagram followers.
Yeah, it's dark, but it has just enough like light contrast
definition.
In there.
It's got enough
because it's not solid darkness.
No, it's got a lot of like blues and is it green or purple?
Purple.
Yeah, I can barely see the purple, but I wasn't sure. And I'm interested to see what it's going to look like when I actually get to the callas. There's like actual like calla flowers cabled into it when you get to a certain point. So we'll see how that looks.
I think it'll look dark and subtle.
I think so.
Like you won't be able to see it from a distance, but
no. But I think up close.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna look real pretty. Yeah. I hope so. So I am enjoying it so far, and it's nice and squishy.
Tina, what you got?
This is the Slip on Your Shoulder Tee by Blame the Knots, and the yarn I'm using is Critical Hit Dyes in Drew DK in colorways Thunder Wave and Tequila Sunrise. Got an extension on the Slip on Your Shoulder tee, which I kind of told her I might need one anyway when I applied. So she was like, you did tell me that you probably need an extension. I was like, yeah. I'm finishing up one sleeve, so I kind of have a better feel on how to handle the sleeve because I am making a sleeve differently because I'm using two different colors, one for the accent and the other for the actual part of the shirt. So figuring out how to do that without having a massive gap between the pattern piece on the detail on the shoulder and the actual shirt was fun. Took way too long, but I figured it out. A lot of twisting. So I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm hoping, I don't think I need more than like the next week or week to do this because I don't, I'm off of work for a bit. So I will have time on my hands to finish this up.
It's coming out good.
It is coming out good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's going to look really good when it's done. Right now it looks like a kerfuffle, but it is. It will look really good.
There is no sweater that looks put together when you're finishing it. I don't know why. And I find it the most frustrating thing about like getting to the end of a sweater is I always finish and I'm like, that's underwhelming. And then I block it and I'm like, okay, it actually looks good. But I don't know what it is about sweaters when you finish them. they always look kind of lopsided and kind of funky.
The beauty of blocking.
And then you block them and they look fantastic. And you're like, there it is. Just same with shawls to an extent. Yes, shawls always look pretty rumpled when you're done with them. All right, Dre, what you got?
Nada.
That's not true. You got a plan.
I have plans. You have a plan. But I have no projects. I did finish the Jenica hat. And I finished my swatch for the florist bolero.
Yeah.
It only took me 2 weeks, but I did it.
Listen, man, swatches are hard.
I haven't blocked the swatch yet, and that's like another battle in itself.
The convincing swatches are doing it. Hard.
You get there and you're like, well, now I just don't want to do it.
I know. But when I block the Jenica hat, I'm going to block the swatch.
Black
like
swatch.
That
just
is
do a
my
block
plan.
Party. Huh? Well, I did not
if
mean
you
to
do it
that.
Together, it won't feel like you're wasting time just doing it for the swatch.
Correct.
Because that's what's blocking you, is you feel like you're wasting
yes.
your time. So it's
I
okay.
have a secondary block with wanting to move forward with this bolero. And it is mostly that I need to remeasure myself. Frank did my measurements.
Oh, no.
I love him so much.
It wasn't correct.
I don't know. And I only say that, Frank, if you're listening, I love you dearly. But the only reason why I say that is because when he was giving me my measurements for the places that I couldn't measure myself, he said, it's about this.
Oh, oh no. No, we don't do about.
No. So, about yay big.
Yeah.
That's no. Oh,
I love him Frank. So much, but I'm going to need one of y'all to help me with that.
Oh, yeah.
We can measure you tonight.
We got
she
you
was helping me measure my arm
I was.
Before.
I was.
Yes, oh, thank you.
That's actually really sweet and funny.
Yeah, I asked him and he didn't seem confident in doing it.
Oh, boy.
But we did it anyway.
You know, I could have done. You were at my house when you were doing that measurement.
I was. And then I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
Oh.
Well. Frank, I really hope you're not listening to this. I love you
this
so much.
This is the episode he skips.
So I have plans for my next project. I have not started my next project, but I have.
The plan is there.
I have a plan to make a plan. And that's half the battle.
Yeah, it is.
No, it, yeah.
For more information, as well as pictures regarding our current projects, patterns, and yarns, be sure to check out PardonMyStash.com, where you can also check out our sponsor, JimmyBeansWool.com. So Rhinebeck happened.
It did.
It did indeed.
It was good.
It was different. It was not good, but it was definitely different.
We learned a lesson.
Saturdays are hard.
We did know that, but it was kind of nice to have it reinforced.
Yes.
Like it was not kind of nice to have it reinforced that. And you know what? Like I saw, and it's kind of the delightful thing is when you're there, you see so many people and they are all having so much fun. And I'm like, clearly, this is these people's jam. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people love that, thrive on that. We do not. Goal is not to do it on Saturday again. But it was nice to go and see people that don't go on Sunday.
That was
get
cool.
a chance to meet up with people that.
I have to say though, like considering how busy it was on Saturday, especially when we got there, by the time we were able to really walk around and look at stuff. It really cleared out.
It had thinned out quite a bit.
And it did feel more like a Sunday.
Right.
Towards
the
end of the
day.
Last
hour. Last hour. Hour and a half.
Yeah. In the last hour and a half, it was definitely more our speed.
Right. After the meetup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always a shock coming over the hill and just seeing a sea of people just shoulder to shoulder. And
yeah.
Down that main stretch, down that main road, up the hill. There's a lot of y'all.
No, I Dre and I definitely had like a mild panic attack. Like not even trying to make light of that. Like we truly, we both started to sweat and get red. And I was like, we need to go to the right. And we are not going into that throng of people because, yeah, it was too much. No way. Couldn't do it. And I already had like kind of a hesitation because of my experience last year with my mobility devices. And I just did not feel
you
like
did excellent.
You know what? I walked around this year, so I was pretty happy about that. But like, I really just did not feel like getting plowed through with my rollator walker. Like, I just didn't want to. So I was like, Dre, we're going to the right. We're going to the right. We took some breaths. We went to the bathroom.
We took a side quest.
Took a side quest, yeah.
What does you do? It's a long drive.
It is much. And I definitely felt the same way. Like, not as much when I first saw the crowd, but when we went into the first building and I got separated from everybody because I stopped to get something. I did not like that. But I have agoraphobia anyway, so lots of people is no bueno. I had kind of mentally prepared myself for it because I knew, like, I remembered from the last time that we did a Saturday Rhinebeck. But yeah, it is. If you are not somebody that does well in big crowds, Saturday Rhinebeck is not for
you. It's tough.
No, it is hard. But it did clear out. Like, between 2:30 and 3, the crowd started to lessen.
But in that last like hour and a half, 2 hours,
it was really delightful.
Yeah.
Delightful. I had a great time.
Definitely was a lot easier to move around. Definitely a lot easier to get into booths and see what you want to see. And you just didn't feel so
boxed in.
Closed in on, yeah.
I think, like, I would have been fine if everybody wasn't acting like it was rush hour in New York City and we had to get through the barns as quickly as freaking possible. Like, aren't we here to, like, look at the different booths? Like, it was odd when it was, like, two very extreme circumstances. Is either they were trying to push you through or they decided to have a 6-person conversation in the middle of the walkway. And I'm like, can we get a middle ground? Like, can we get? Oh, and then, like, nobody cared about the arrows. Nobody cared about the arrows. This is supposed to be a one way? Absolutely not. It's a two way. And then the people going the wrong way going, oh my God, these people. And I'm like, you're the ones going the wrong way. Can't imagine why traffic is slowing down.
Yeah, there were definitely traffic issues.
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely had like, I didn't have as bad of an experience with my wheelchair. And I think because the walker is less on the floor, so to speak. So I was upright. So I was able to kind of like shove people off a little bit.
Yeah. You were also more seen.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people, especially when they're in wheelchairs, they're lower and easier to overlook.
Yeah, unfortunately. But I was still getting like run over left and right to the point where like sometimes I would be getting shoved so much that I was like, I got to take a break. And I was like getting out of aisles and like just okay, I'm gonna take a break. I'm not saying it's like everybody.
It's not everybody, but it definitely is enough.
It's enough that I would not necessarily be like, oh yeah, Rhinebeck is totally accessible. You could totally go. I'm not saying that you can't go if you have an accessibility device. I'm just saying like be prepared to just like have a stiff back and like be able to like get people off you. Unfortunately, it's kind of part of it for some reason. I don't know why it's like tolerated, but at a certain point, I just gave up after a while because I was like, I did do better about not apologizing for existing. So I felt better about that. But I definitely at one point just started to stop pausing myself. So if I'm walking with my walker, I'm going to walk. I'm not going to go faster. I'm not going to like, you know, stop so that you can cut across me. And Drea can, everybody can vouch for this. This woman with her child literally just ran right into the front of me and I kept going and I ran her kid over. I'm not kidding. I literally ran her kid over and she's looking at me like I'm the jerk. And I'm like, you had, and it wasn't like we were in a tight barn. We were in an open walkway space and they just literally were not looking at where they were going and they just ran into me and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna keep walking. This is your Ben Fate is what I have to say to that. Like,
And I'm like, why? Why would you not be like, oh, honey, that person has an assistive device. Maybe we should go to the side and not block their walk as they're struggling to get up the hill.
It's not everybody, but it is enough people where it bears mentioning.
Yeah, just definitely.
The awareness.
I was gonna say, I don't even think the issue is so much the accessibility of Rhinebeck. It's more that...
It's an awareness issue.
I would say it's more of the awareness, you know, and personal space kind of like.
Well, we know from experience from last year that you can get a wheelchair most places.
It's true.
With some assistance.
Yep. Some places are easier to get to than others, but it does present its own challenges.
Yeah.
I would say that it's definitely more accessible for people with mobility aids that are a little bit more mobile.
Yeah, like in comparison to last year and this year, like last year there was just booths I straight up couldn't go to because either I couldn't fit my chair because I physically couldn't walk last year, like yes. Not very long, like maybe 1 or 2 feet in front of me, in front of myself. But that was with two people holding me up, like I really couldn't walk. So if I wanted to see something, I had to be in my chair. There was no option to not be in my chair. And that's what I feel bad for, because I had the option this year. I've recovered to a point that I decided to go with my rollator and my cane. And that way I could park my rollator and take the cane and like briefly be without it and just like be able to walk in and like. But if I was stuck in the wheelchair again, I don't know.
I do feel like a lot of the booths this year were a lot more open. Like they
were.
Took on the more.
The structure was a yeah. lot more. Yeah.
There were like less.
Instead of being like a box.
Yeah.
They were staged more
open than so, like hallways yeah. or any like.
And it was a lot easier. Tina and I went to Fiber Optics at the end of the day, which is always if you've been to Rhinebeck or anywhere where Fiber Optics vends, it's yeah. always crawling. And it was, instead of having like a box format this year, yeah. with the cash register in the middle, it was horizontally aligned. So it was all open air. It was so much easier to navigate. So I don't know if it was Rhinebeck or if this was individual vendors that made this call. And they were not the only ones. They're just the only one I can think of.
Yeah, no, there were definitely.
But shout out to whoever made that decision, whether it was Rhinebeck staff or the vendors themselves for staging their booths that way. That was a great decision on their part. But I will also say I think Rhinebeck made a really good decision. They used to have their the tent where they sell yeah. their Rhinebeck swag, the bags, the shirts, etc. Smack in the middle, right when you can make either you can bang the right to go up the hill to the food trucks, or you bang the left to go up to the barns. And they used to have the swag tent like right there. And it was not a great spot because that knot that you guys were talking about is right there all the time. So and the line for the swag tent is always huge. It's always like line out the door. So I think moving that to closer to the entrance was a much better idea. It freed up that whole area to not be so congested with people and a line and a tent.
The way it's set up too, the path there is a lot wider and you don't have that intersection with people yep. going every which way. So it's just a much wider path that you could like veer into that or keep going.
Right. Which... So it looks like they are at least trying to address the problem of at least the crowd. And it is. And we've only been going to Rhinebeck for 10 years now.
Has it?
2014 was the first time. Yeah.
Doesn't feel like we've been there 10 times.
No. Well, we haven't because we missed a couple of years.
We did?
Yeah. Couple of times.
Yeah.
But 2014 was the first year we went. And granted, mostly went on Sundays, but I feel like the crowd has exponentially grown over the years. As I think, you know, social media has become more prevalent. More people are discovering Rhinebeck. Knitting became, I mean, as popular as it was, it became even more popular during COVID. Mm-hmm. And with more and more people every year feeling more comfortable to go out post-pandemic, we're seeing the larger crowds, which is, I mean, in one stance, great. Like, people are feeling more comfortable to go out. Small businesses are getting more exposure. That's all fantastic. But I'm glad to see that somebody, I don't know who, is attempting to make decisions to make the place a little bit easier to navigate. Hopefully taking feedback. I know, Tina, you said you gave feedback last year about the problems with accessibility. It seems like somebody is taking notes.
I'm not saying nothing changed, because obviously there was a difference. I'm just saying the perpetual problem seems to be the people, like, both times.
Well, and I think that,
and
that's,
can they control the people? Yeah. Absolutely not. No, I'm not telling Rhinebeck to go figure. And I'm not telling New York Sheep and Wool.
You're the Rhinebeck police.
Be the people police. Like, I'm not asking for that. I'm just saying, maybe, you know, they're addressing it on the way that they can, for not even just accessibility, but just like for like better traffic flow, which is smart.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Like the line that you said about the souvenirs and stuff.
Yep.
A+. Like, yeah, it absolutely needs to be put to the side, because there's always going to be a line there. And not everybody wants to get a souvenir. I don't get souvenirs. Like,
I never have.
It's not everybody's thing, and it's annoying to have it in the middle of the freaking
I think one of the bigger issues, and I think that, I'm certainly not going to be the first person to say, like, Rhinebeck's not worth going to, because obviously it is. And we enjoy going every year. But every year I read online, like, people saying, like, oh, I hate Rhinebeck FOMO. And, I feel like I'm missing out. And, guys, it is fantastic, but it is a fiber festival, and there's nothing that you can't get at the fiber festival that you can't buy elsewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Or buy from the vendors directly.
Yeah.
And, I think maybe it is that kind of like FOMO mindset that draws the crowd right first thing in the morning. And maybe inspires a little bit of lack of self-awareness.
Of trying, yeah.
Right, because nobody wants to miss out. And to be fair, like, you there know, we have, you have the Rhinebeck special colorways, and you have, like, the show specials and all that. So, you know, yeah. But I think it's important to remember that none of those things are as important as having decency for other people. So... I sound really preachy. I'm not meaning to sound preachy.
It's not preachy. But unfortunately,
I'm not meaning to sound that way. But.
I don't think it's preachy. I just think it's, you know, I think it's really easy to ignore people and assist in, mobility devices. I really do. I think it's very easy to, you know, okay, well, I need to get to that booth and this person in a wheelchair is going slow. So I'm just going to, like, you know, bypass them when this person goes. Like, I get it. Because if you think that me and my walker at some point did not get annoyed because somebody was standing in the middle of the thing having a six-person... I'm sorry, I just can't get over that. The six-person conversation in the middle. Of course, I was like, oh, my God, I got to get around these people, right? But I think for me, the difference of I need to get around these people and, like, let me wait for an opportunity to do so, and then just, like, causing... physical issues where, like, I feel like I'm unsafe because you're knocking into me.
Yeah.
Or last year when that person literally used me as a vault and, like, climbed over me in the Bumblebee booth. Like,
yeah, I remember that.
Like, I just remember, like, it's just, that is where y'all need to chill. Like, if you're doing that, if you're vaulting over wheelchair people and you're like, you know, I'm in my walker and you want to get around me and, like, you just decide to sideswipe me and so I fall over because I'm not stable, like, what the heck, people? Like, you can't be doing that. And wrangle your kids. And I say that as a mom, okay? I have kids. They love to wander. They just, off they go. But, like, if you're going to bring your kids and they wander, you get
them. Spatial awareness is a thing.
Come on. At least apologize when the kid runs in. Like, just something. It's, you know, it's, you just have to, that common courtesy of, like, I'm still a human being even if I need my device. That's really it.
I think that's fair. So what about... good takeaways.
The meetup.
Oh, the meetup was great.
Meetup was banging, as always.
Yeah, that was my A+ for sure.
I mean, my favorite part of the meetup was definitely hanging out with Winnie. One, did you guys see her, like, crocheted hoodie?
That was awesome.
That was really cool.
I don't think that I have ever seen Tunisian crochet, but it looked so fancy. I loved it so much.
And
I love the little stars on it.
I know.
It was so good.
Stars were so good. But she was probably my favorite person at Rhinebeck this year. Sorry, everybody else.
Well, why? Tell everybody why.
She taught me a new skill. Oh, you God. Can check it out on Instagram. We did videograph it.
Videograph it.
Is that what we're calling it?
And then we sent a telegram. Like, what?
We
videographed. And danced the Charleston.
Woo. We videographed my new skill.
Okay.
Which Winnie taught me. Mm-hmm. It is the Dap and Pass. Where she taught me how to conceal contraband in my hand and pass it off
in a fun handshake
via DAP.
Fun handshake.
Yes.
I just want to clarify that it's not drugs. That's all.
It was not drugs. It was mustache stickers.
Yeah.
Always got to clarify that.
I know, because honestly, it does.
One of these days you are going to get us like Rhinebeck security is going to be like, what are you doing? What are you
passing
off?
Ma'am, I see you shiftily giving things to people.
It's
and
not
I-
crime.
I mean, you make it look like it's one.
I mean, if it doesn't feel like crime, I don't want to do it.
That's not fair. A good statement to put out publicly, Drea. Like, oh my God.
She didn't say if it isn't crime, she doesn't want to do it. She said if it doesn't feel like crime, she doesn't want to do
different.
It.
It's different.
Still bad.
I'm not doing crimes. I'm just very shiftily handing off mustache stickers.
Evil
I mean, if somebody
stickers.
Wants to stop me... And question the mustache stickers.
It would be a hilarious interaction to watch somebody and, think that you're seriously doing something wrong. Anyway.
I mean, have you met me? I am just a walking cartoon character.
Kind of.
A little bit. No crime here. But if you want to see my my new skill, there is a videograph of it on Instagram.
And if you set your radio, it even has sound.
It does. And you can find it in our stories under our Rhinebeck recap 2024. I'm going to call it that forever.
The videograph.
Awesome.
They're not going to be reels. They are videographs now. I really hope it catches on.
It's not. It's not going to catch on. Spoiler alert. It's not going to.
Oh, Lord. I have to say my highlight was definitely meeting Sarah and her boyfriend. Sarah came up to us at the meetup and she was very excited to show off her boyfriend's hat, which she had made out of Critical Hit dyes yarn.
Which was so cool.
So that was the first time that we saw somebody wearing something at Rhinebeck made from our yarn that wasn't one of us.
Hey, I count.
Did you?
No, I haven't.
I was going to say, you've knitted something with it, yes. But we've never seen it at Rhinebeck. And that was like, that was super exciting.
Yeah.
And she made the hat out of yarns from the Legend of Zelda collection, which we released last year and it's been discontinued. But her boyfriend was a big Legend of Zelda fan. So that was super exciting. And that was like a moment, I think for both of us. For Jess, awesome. She's not paying attention as she's
I was counting. No,
but that was really super exciting. Cool. It totally made my day to get to see that.
I do have like one person that stuck out to me, but I am so sorry I cannot remember their name. But they came over to me and they gave me kind of a little bit about, you know, how they enjoy the podcast and everything. And then they let me know that the podcast had been there for them in really dark times, and we made them like happy during those dark times. And she started to break down, and I gave her a hug because I said, absolutely not, we're not going to cry without a hug, come on. It really touched me as a person. I told her flat out, like, this makes me want to edit more episodes, this makes me want to record more episodes, like, to know that, you know, that to have that kind of effect, like, that's important to me. Thank you I'm so sorry I can't remember your name, but thank you for like coming out and letting me know about that, because
it makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference, like, to know that that kind of effect is being had. I met a bunch of other cool people. I've met people who there was that person that sent us the info about the beater tool.
Yes,
the beater. I was so excited
yes,
about that.
Yes, the Flegel Fluger. I got one of those.
The Flegel Fluger.
What's it?
Flegel beater.
Flegel beater. I was close.
Very close. So close. I just really honestly enjoyed meeting everyone that was there. I feel like I didn't get a chance. I was kind of stuck in my seat. But if you happened to be near me and got to be able to say hi and like we had a little bit of a conversation, I tried to have a conversation whoever I was able to. It was really, really nice. I really enjoyed speaking with everyone.
It was an A+ meetup.
Yeah. It really was.
We definitely had more people come and see us this year.
Yeah, it was bigger.
Yeah. Well, yeah. At one point, I did not see the outside of the group circle because I was in my seat and I could not see past. But that's okay. I kind of anticipated that just because Saturday has a larger attendance that it might have a larger attendance with the meetup. But it was just really fun to do. It was fun to do a Saturday, and I'm glad we were able to do it because I know there were some folks that's the only day they come.
That is the day.
So like I'm really happy that we were able to be there on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Took one for the team.
We probably won't be doing it again. But
so yeah,
it was
we
nice.
Will in 7 years.
Yeah. So to clarify, the reason why we ended up going on Saturday is because my daughter's birthday landed on Sunday. My daughter, you know, turned 10. It's a really big milestone birthday for her, and I wasn't gonna miss it for obvious reasons. So the cast very kindly, you know, and begrudgingly
graciously
agreed that we would do it Saturday this year. But yeah, to your point, Meg, it did confirm that like we are Sunday folks. We are
Sunday folks. And I think that is fair. What it is is knowing, you know, I don't even want to say your boundaries, but know what
you can handle.
Yeah. Know your limits. Yeah. Know where you feel comfortable and
find your joy.
Find your joy. And I think that's, you know what, honestly, like, I do love seeing people that are enjoying themselves, like, seeing the big meetups on the hill. I'm like, wow, that's fantastic. I could not do that. But I love that you do have the option. You can spend one day, you can spend 2 days, you can do whatever. We just figured out we are Sunday people.
I love that for us.
And we didn't really have, like, massive halls. Which I'm actually kind of happy that we were like selective.
So my whole haul is on the table right now.
I see that.
All five things.
Okay. The Flegel Fluger does not count as a separate thing from the beads.
Yes, it does. It was a separate transaction.
It was. I thought you bought them together.
But it's a separate item on the transaction.
All right. Okay.
It's a thing.
Okay.
It didn't come with the beads.
Okay, fine.
I had to buy that too. Oh, it has the name right on the tube, Flegel Beater.
I thought you said it was Flegel Fluger.
I thought.
It always will be in spirit.
It will be, and I will continue to call it that, not on purpose, but to be fair, it just sounds so much more fun.
That's fair. It does.
So, in addition to the Flegel Fluger, I also got beads because I am going to be starting a bead project at some point in the next coming months. I'll probably do that for the next make-along. I already have my shawl pattern picked out. It's called Don't Panic, which I think is great for a first-time beading
I've
project.
I've seen that one. I'm going to look it up now, but I've seen Don't Panic before.
Yeah.
Which is a really good first-time bead shawl.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And in addition to that, I also got yarn that I didn't need, but it was just so pretty. I couldn't walk away from it. I got the 100 Ravens Rhinebeck colorway.
Nice.
It is so pretty. I almost bought that. I did.
I got the Kodiak DK. It's got merino silk and yak, and it is so soft. It is so beautiful. And I also got a secondary color, and my plan for this is to do the Rhinebeck colorway in the main body shawl. Like, I'm gonna do a shawl. It'll be like the Rhinebeck colorway in the main body and then the solid color that I got as like
it's
a,
gonna
a border.
Be pretty.
Yeah. And then the last thing that I got for free, because guys, I went to the Pardon My Stash meetup.
Wait,
and
like,
if you
did
went
not.
Because you didn't ask. She just walked up. She's like,
Are there leftovers? Can I have some?
Yeah.
Oh, BT Debs, for those who showed up, we did hand out some stuff.
We
some
did secret prizes. Swag, which we did not announce prior to having the meetup, but we did have swag. And my swag from the meetup, because I attended the meetup myself, I got a little mini skein from Critical Hit Dies, because they were also there.
Oh, God. Yeah, we were able to hand out bags and stickers and apparently creepy mustache stickers. And
creepy, no.
In a creepy way. And the best part was people going like, how much? And I was like, no, it's just for you.
It's free.
It's just for you.
Thanks for loving us.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, that was fun. That was really, that was a good time.
It was nice surprising.
I like giving people stuff.
Yeah.
And my mustache stickers that I was giving out this year were a little bit bigger than the ones that I had last year.
She upgraded.
And who knows what next year's stickers are going to look like.
Like mustaches the size of people's heads.
God, I hope so.
Oh, my God.
here's your massive
every
mustache.
Every year they grow a little bit.
Just pace yourself, okay? Pace yourself on the mustache.
She walks up to the meetup in 10 years and has got like billboard-sized mustaches. All right, who wants one?
Everyone's like, no thanks. Cannot walk around
you
with
can't,
that.
You can't. They have to still be small enough that you can hand them out creepily.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess you could be creepy, but the effect is going to be lost if you're holding a massive
billboard. Not creepy, just shifty.
Okay, shifty. It's hard to be shifty with a pile of billboards.
It's true.
It's not going
to
work.
I have to say the one thing that did disappoint me about my Rheinbach haul is I did not find a noisemaker frog the size of my head.
Aww.
Fyberfest of New England is coming up in 2 weeks. So
I think that I will have better luck finding that at like a county fair or something.
Probably, but we can live in hope, can't we?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Week and a half. It's coming.
Or like a different kind of craft fair.
Yeah, there you go.
Not yarn based, but like craft based. The search is on though.
No, I was looking at, I don't have my haul with me, but I was looking for my photo because there was one thing I wanted to mention out of my haul. And it is this really cute indie dye shop called Dash and Daddy Knits. And they got me in there with their name. Like I saw the banner and I was like, oh, that's very funny. I'm going to go into that. The reason why I want to bring them up is because I noticed that like they have like a smaller footprint and I'm like, I don't think people know how cool this yarn is. So I'm going to bring it up.
No, their yarn was really nice.
I have a free pattern, the high-vis cowl, and it looks best with like those really high contrast, like highlighter type of colors. I did use a different indie dyer for my original pattern, but their high contrast colored yarn was like perfect.
Oh, yeah. Neat.
No, like it
was
wasn't
very saturated.
Yeah.
It was very well done.
There was one white spot. It was completely saturated, not a tonal where it's like got little white spot, like completely saturated, like highlighter yellow, orange, hot pink, like
action green,
like really, really good. So I got one skein from them and I didn't get any highlighter colors because I already have some and I want to go through that first. But the one I did get has like a speckle on top and then on the bottom, it was like that kind of highlightery blue. But it's a Dachshund, like it's a puppy. With a puppy.
They do have a puppy on their label. It's super cute.
Yeah. I just really, and I did get my soap. Shout out to Catsview Farm.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Oh, always.
And I also appreciate the fact that as soon as I got up there and started stacking soap, she just opened a bag and said, all right, let me just start packing that. She's like, no questions.
They're
she's
good.
Like, I like that. Them.
She's like, let's start
they
packing.
They have fantastic customer service.
Yeah, no. For sure.
That's good. I spent too much. That's okay.
But what did you get?
So much.
How much?
I literally only got one skein of yarn. So,
but it wasn't.
I'm proud of that.
For yarn.
I was not looking for yarn. I really wasn't. I had a moment in fiber optics, and I have not bought fiber optics in a really long time.
Yeah, I was gonna say you haven't.
I don't know. It just siren call. I'm going to knit with it soon, though, because I have an idea for what I want to make with it. So
I'm finally going to use the yarn that I got from Fiber
Optics.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what year
the
that
time
was.
Has come.
It's been a while.
It was it like hasn't. I think it was like 2018.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the year I was pregnant, so that would be 2018. Yeah,
you got your book though.
I did get my book,
thanks to
Tina.
Thank you.
Tina walked me. I wanted my Doodle dictionary, and I almost went earlier in the day, and I saw the line, and it was a one-way traffic and trying to follow the rules. I'm like, knowing me and my claustrophobia, my agoraphobia, I'm like, if I get stuck in that line and I can't get through, I'm going to panic. I'm going to freak out.
Even worse, you're going to be in that line and you're going to walk right past it.
Right. And I'm like, and I didn't see a sign or anything. So I'm like, maybe they're sold out. Just forget it. She talked herself out of it. I did talk myself out of it.
And you talked and into it.
I said, I will clear the way with my rollator.
So when we kind of, right toward the end of the time we were there, we split up and Dre and Jess went and got Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, we got Brussels sprouts.
Oh my God. Guys,
which we were also trying to talk ourselves out of apparently the whole day. And then it was like, yeah, Brussels sprouts. It was,
if you guys have never had the Brussels sprouts there, like, holy God, it was so good.
No, this was the moment. And Tina was like, well, let's go back and see. It might be there. But lo and behold, there was a stack. There were about 15 books left. So I got my copy and I was super pumped. So thank you, Tina, for
no problem
making me
here to save the day
for making me go back. And I
lit up like a Christmas tree.
You did.
When you
I was
saw the
so
stack.
Excited.
You really thought it was sold out.
I
and
did.
Then you saw it was like a stack of maybe like only 6 or 7. It wasn't a
lot.
Oh,
I thought it was more. I thought it was like 15. Maybe I'm
no,
maybe
no,
I'm
no.
Remembering
it was a much smaller
stack. I think I was just so excited to see the stack. I thought
I'm
it
like,
was a lot
there's
more.
There's one for me.
I was so pumped because it was literally the one. Well, there were two things I wanted to get, and I did get both of them. The other was a shawl pin. And then I got more stuff. So,
oh, you did get a shawl pin.
I did get
it's
a shawl
really
pin.
Really beautiful.
It is very pretty. But I did. I had fun. And I usually don't buy a lot of stuff at Rhinebeck. But this time I did. I let myself have a little bit of fun. So I'm probably going to end up being a lot more restrained for New England Fiberfest. But that's okay.
All bets will be off if I find that frog, though.
Oh, wow. Yeah, obviously. Seize the moment.
Can't pass up the frog, man.
I just realized I did not talk about, like, the mission that I talked about last episode. Really quick. I did not find the yarn. I did find the beads. And it's okay about not finding the yarn because Meg and Jess are hooking me up. So we're all set.
We got you.
It's payback for the book.
Yay!
I got you.
They're saving my butt.
I got you.
Yes, this works.
So, yeah, it's on its way.
And shout out to 100 Ravens for giving me the recommendation of getting 100% mulberry silk. That's what I'm doing.
Jess, your haul?
I spent a lot.
No apologies whatsoever.
I'm proud of you.
I stopped at 2 different felt places. I got a bag with dragons. I got some needles and stuff. I did get some beads. I didn't get that many beads.
She got the beads. She came home today and decided she's not going to bead.
I don't like what it looked like.
After buying all those beads, she's not going to bead the project she bought
something else. And I may even still use them for this. I didn't like the way they looked pre-strung, and I didn't like the way they looked stringing them as they... It just didn't sit right on the crochet. So I
crocheted beads are harder.
Yeah, I may sew them on after the fact, or I may just use them for a different project. But I have sparkly yarn now, so that's okay. What else did I get? I mean, the Brussels sprouts, obviously. That was like fantastic.
The highlight of the day.
We also got soap.
We did get soap as well. Most of mine was spent on felt stuff. I feel like one of those is probably going to be my treat yourself make along. One of my felting things, because I got a dragon one.
I made her get that one. I liked it.
It was cute. And yes, Meg was like, no, just get it. Just get it. It's adorable. There were 3 options and I chose one. So that's going
to
be mine.
We tend to not be good influences on each other's spending issues. And it's really funny because both of us will be like, I don't need that. And the other one's like, well, I kind of like that. It's like, make it rain. Yeah. And that's not that's a good true. Way to be. But it is. It's exactly how we are. It's exactly how we are.
That is how
both
we
of
do.
Us. I won't spend money on me, but I'll tell her to spend all the money she wants.
But I mean, I did need the other... Flegel beaters that I got because
I lost mine. Every time you guys say it.
And they also had a pre-stringing needle, which I have also lost mine. And Those are actually hard to find unless you order them. So I was glad that they had it because it's just made life so much more convenient. But yeah, so I did. I got a lot. I'm proud of myself. I'm going to see what New England has. And, you know, I may buy a lot there too. Probably not, though. I think I might be good. But
so with New England Fiber Fest being so close, we are going to be attending. We are not going to be doing a meetup at New England Fiber Fest, but if you do happen to see us while we are walking around, feel free to stop and say, hey.
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
We love to meet people.
We love seeing people.
There really isn't like it's not like Rhinebeck where there's a designated meetup spot. There really isn't one at New England Fiber Fest, and the interior tends to be a little bit crowded, and because it's the first weekend of November, you never know how the weather's going to be, so meeting outside is not really always a great option. Not something that we want to pose this early without knowing what the weather is going to do. If you see us, say hi.
While we were at Rhinebeck this year, we had the opportunity to connect with the Socks for Sam initiative. Socks for Sam is a campaign whose primary goal is to raise awareness for a very rare disease called Vanishing White Matter Disease, or VWM for short. Socks for Sam is centered around Sam. Sam is an eighth grader in Greenwich, Connecticut with VWM. Vanishing White Matter Disease has a progressive, debilitating, and a universally terminal prognosis, and there is no treatment or cure for this condition. Despite his challenges, Sam is the happiest kid you could ever meet. He is amazing and actively participates in his school community. Every year he has had a role in his school musical, and he lights up the stage when he is performing. Sam is also a big soccer fan, and his favorite team is Chelsea. Sam has a loud and vibrant fashion sense that inspired a fundraiser called Mismatched Sock Day.
I love it.
I love this concept. I think this is great. This fundraiser benefits the Vanishing White Matter Disease Family Foundation, a charity that funds research and supports those affected by VWM. Since the fiber arts community also has a thing for socks, some of Sam's teachers, who are knitters, thought this would be a great opportunity for a viral awareness campaign, and hashtag Socks for Sam was born. The Socks for Sam campaign will be rolling out in mid to late November, so be on the lookout for that. Beginning in December, they will start collecting knitted single socks in exchange for the opportunity to win donated prizes from sponsors.
So if you hate doing two,
just you can still make a single sock.
Yeah. Guys.
And there you go.
I am pretty sure I still have a bunch of single socks that I never made matches to.
Yeah, you do.
They have a home.
I am so excited for this. Like, This is the perfect
guys. If you've ever wanted to do a sock but never wanted to make two, now's your chance.
The donated socks are going to be resold as raffle entries for even more great prizes. And in April, the socks are going to be worn on Mismatched Sock Day, with the raffle being held that same day. Donated prizes range from yarn bundles and gift cards to project bags and more. And any funds raised from sock sales will go to the Vanishing White Matter Families Foundation, which is a 501c3 charity. The primary goal of Socks for Sam campaign is to raise awareness for VWM. Just following their Instagram at @knitsocksforsam and using the hashtag #SocksForSam is going to go a long way. We'll be sharing a lot more information about that as the campaign goes on. And for more information, or if you'd like to participate in the Socks for Sam campaign by knitting some socks or donating some socks that you didn't finish. Look. Check out their website at socksforsam.org. So before we go, I know we mentioned it a couple times already. Be on the lookout for our next make-along for more information. We have Jess.
You can go onto our website now on the Get Involved page and make along. The signups are there. You can sign up now through November 1st, maybe a little bit further. We'll see. You might get lucky. And it is the Treat Yourself Make Along. We're in this holiday coming up season. We're encouraging you to remember yourself and make something for yourself. Don't give it away.
In the true holiday spirit.
It's not a gift.
You.
Listen, I did gifts before. This one's not a gift.
This may go on partially inspired by one at our table who never keeps anything that she makes.
I don't.
Ever. No, not you. It's not about you.
It's you.
No, it's not about me.
It's Tina.
It's Tina.
It's Tina.
Oh,
Tina.
Hey. So, yeah.
Tina like, always gives it. She's like, this is for me. This is mine. And then it's gone.
And then she gives it
and
away.
Then it's gone.
No, straight up, like, I had to pull a shawl off my wall when we were, like, doing the photos because I don't have anything.
She doesn't keep anything.
I don't know.
This is a make-along to try to bring that spirit to Tina and inspire her to make something that she actually would like to keep.
If you can do it, and she can do it.
You know, you are making the sweater for yourself. So maybe you are breaking the habit.
Maybe. We'll see.
Although now that you say it, I'm also like, wow. Yeah. Like, none of us are that great at keeping our stuff.
Oh, actually, like, I very rarely give away any of my knits these days.
Yeah. And lately, me too. I used to make things for people a lot. And now I tend to keep most of them.
I worked hard on this. For every project.
Not
it's
just
hard
anyone's
for me
gonna
to
appreciate
just
it.
Give it away.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm the same way.
So if you get stuff from me, like, you are super lucky. You're welcome.
But yeah, it doesn't have to be a worn thing. It can be a, like, you know, make yourself a little crochet keychain or, you know, I'm gonna felt something. But yeah.
Aren't you felting the dragon?
Yes. That's my expensive gift to me. That you told me to get.
I did.
For me.
I did. I don't know yet what I'm going to do.
But
I'm not sure.
But yeah, no. So find something that you would like to keep. Some sort of craft. That's why it's a make-along, people. It's not. You can choose your preferred craft and make it for yourself. Or at least your household. Like, if it stays in the house for you, that you can look at it. Like, don't give it to anybody. But if you can look at it, that counts too.
In my defense...
If I may,
I have been diagnosed with ADHD, which is a condition that makes you forget how long it took you to make something. So sometimes when I'm like, you know, somebody's like admiring something that I've made and then I'm like, oh man, they really like it. They should have it. Yeah, they should have. And then I completely forget that like that thing took me like 40 hours.
Listen, well, you also get the dopamine of like somebody appreciates this thing that I'm giving them. Like that there's also like chasing the high of feeling good that you're
giving
something to someone.
It's a multifaceted problem.
Right, exactly.
If I didn't take pictures of my projects, I would not have any examples to show anyone that I actually do knit.
And we at Part of My Stash are not judging people for not giving things away. But at the same time, it is nice to make yourself something every so often. And keep something.
And keep something that you enjoy for you.
I don't know if this is a new... I know I did this when I first learned how to knit. But the... I don't know what it is, but the crafting urge to... I'm going to make something for everyone on my list. And it's going to save me so much money. No, it has been a while.
It's going to save me time and money. And everyone's laughing.
Spoiler alert, it will not do either. But, and yeah, I feel like the four of us are past that. We don't do that anymore. But I do feel like a lot of people do get that urge at the holidays to start hand making gifts. And some people, that's great. Like that it doesn't, they don't feel pressured. They're fine. And a lot of people feel a lot of pressure and it makes the holidays super stressful.
I am the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You make things for people for Christmas and it stresses them out.
I get stressed.
Right.
With the idea of making
stuff. Making things for people.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think.
Which is why I don't do it anymore.
Right.
Yes.
I think all of us went through that stage at one point or another where we're like, I have this newfound talent. I'm going to make things for everybody. And this make along is kind of a temper to that. Maybe don't go crazy. Maybe don't make everyone on your list a hat. Maybe make yourself a hat.
Maybe Janine at the office doesn't need a hat.
No, Janine does not need a hat.
Janine's not going to appreciate it the way that you will.
If your name is Janine, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. You can say Janine at the office, not just a random
Janine. Yeah, no, like I'm just making a random person
up. No, but that is true. It's you know how much love and effort goes into this, and not everyone on your list is going to know that. So this is make something for someone that you know will understand the amount of work went into it and will appreciate it.
Treat yourself.
Okay.
The make-along is going to run from November 1st to February 28th.
When we come back, we will be frantically
nice. It's a nice long time.
It's for the holidays and Valentine's Day. Treat yourself.
Oh, I love it.
Treat yourself for Valentine's Day.
I love it.
That's all the time we have for this week. For additional content and opportunities to connect with the cast, check out our website at pardonmystash.com. Be sure to tune in next time for more laughs, love, and llamas at Pardon My Stash.